Now to your letters.
And we received quite a few to add to our growing collection of your reactions to the AIG bonus story.
Yesterday, I spoke with lawyer John Martini about why companies give retention bonuses in the first place.
If you do work in this field, you see these retention bonuses are used all the time. They're very important to companies that are in difficult times, and they should be used in the future. I also think it's a distraction from the ultimate party that's responsible for this, which in my view is Congress.
And Martini traced AIG's expansion over the past few years to congressional legislation that barred regulation of the growing credit default swap business.
Terry Keating of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, thought Martini blaming Congress is wrong, he writes. So Congress is to blame for being gullible enough to believe that Martini's clients would act with fiscal responsibility? Martini is anything but a counselor to his clients. He is an enabler of moral bankruptcy in a culture of greed.
But listener Kate Brady of Durwood, Maryland, felt that John Martini's criticism was well-aimed. She writes, as Mr. Martini put it, all this congressional attention on the bonuses is a distraction. Congress failed miserably to do the job it was elected to do. And she goes on to say that in her view, business's role in our economic system is to maximize profits. Congress's role is to mitigate market imperfections. By providing oversight, one of them did their job.
Yesterday, we also brought you Elise Spiegel's story of psychologist Jim Cates. He treats patients from the Amish community. Frank McDermott of Arlington, Virginia, wrote to say how much he enjoyed it. He writes, as a person who lives in the Mid-Atlantic area, news stories, popular culture, and proximity have made the Amish familiar to me. As NPR and All Things Considered are wont to do, this story took me to a completely different place and gave me new insight into a unique way of life.
But the story also left Sherman Green of New York City with this lingering question. He asks, what is his primary ethical obligation as a therapist? To help his patient or to foster social cohesion within the Amish community? To a properly trained therapist, the answer would be clear, to help the individual patient, even, or especially, if that entails a break with his community. But Kate seems to take for granted that his job is to promote social cohesion, even at the patient's expense.
Finally, Catherine Rathke of Seattle took issue with our story about artists buying foreclosed properties in Detroit. We referred to artists as a, quote, unlikely source of help for the fledgling city.
Ms. Rathke writes, I would maintain that, on the contrary, artists are an extremely likely source for neighborhood rejuvenation. They move to these areas mostly because they are the only places that they can afford, not because they have an affinity for violence and squalor. They use their great energies and talents to make their areas inviting, livable places through ingenuity instead of cash. Once established, then the rest of the culture takes notice and gentrifies.
Please do continue sharing your thoughts with us. Head over to npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page.